If you think Connecticut's 270,000 acres of state forests and parks are preserved forever, you're wrong.
Very little of that land is actually protected.
Eric Hammerling is with the Connecticut Forest and Parks Association.
Certainly there's an expectation from the public that if they live next to or visit a state park or forest, that's something that was protected on behalf of the people and will be there forever. But that's not actually the case.
Hammerling says the reality is more complex, and at the center of that complexity are land transfers. Municipalities hosting state land can ask the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection if they can acquire a plot. DEEP is not authorized to sell state land, but it can gift or exchange it. Carl Wagner is with Connecticut's Council on Environmental Quality, which published a report on land sales.
So if you're the town or even a private party and you have some land that you might offer to DEEP in exchange for the land that you want, you can make that proposal, and DEEP will analyze that and make its decision.
But if DEEP denies the swap, Wagner says there's another option, going to the legislature.
There's a bill in the legislature every year called the Conveyance Bill, and lots of parcels of state land are given to towns or other parties, and usually they're not conservation lands, but sometimes they are.
Wagner says the highest profile swap, 17 acres of land overlooking the Connecticut River in Haddam for about 90 acres elsewhere in town, died in 2012. Right now, Wagner says there are no major land transfers up for debate, but that could change as the legislature assembles next week. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.